Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Is today? Is tomorrow Wednesday? Yeah. That means that we have. Okay, so yeah. So I've got to get. I got to get my shit together. What is this? Thanks for all the updates. Sorry for the late reply. I've just been so busy with work today. Thanks for being there. Alrighty, sorry. I spaced out there. I was just returning a text. Whoa, fuck. What the fuck is... Oh, this double shit. Get out of here with this. I only watched Wimbledon. I don't know nothing about tennis, right? So I only watch it to watch the single people do it, whatever you call that. The rest of this shit's for the birds. Although it is kind of interesting. Well, not really. No, I don't know. I don't know about tennis. I couldn't get into it. My sisters played tennis when I was a kid. I was like, I didn't dig it. I just didn't dig it. You know, it didn't look like fun to me. Still doesn't look like fun. But I can, you know, I understand people like it, you know, and I like to watch it. I'm a great one for sitting on my ass and watching sports. I'll sit on my fucking ass and watch shit for till the cows come home, man. But when it comes down to play something, like back when I was active, I still like to swim. I'd probably say that's my favorite exercise, swimming. Swimming is exercise that's fun. You go in, you dive into the water, you swim. It's fun, you know. There's fun shit going on there, man. If there's water and you're splashing around or whatever the hell, I don't know. Running, forget it. Walking is so fucking boring, it's beyond belief. Golf, okay, you know, but like as... what is it they say about golf? It's like a knife. The more you use it, the duller the game. You have to practice, and I hate practicing, so fuck that. Then we move on to bowling. Bowling looks like it's fun, but I mean, it's like, okay, where's the bowling alley, and where's the bowling ball, and how do we, you know, do I... Again, too much fucking bullshit, you know. So that's why, for me, of course, swimming, you say, that's bullshit, where do you go to swim? Well, I got an ocean right here. Of course, it's, you know, 14 degrees below fucking zero, but it's there. You know, all I got to do is put on a goddamn wetsuit and I can go out in that shit. I'm going to go on vacation for my birthday. Now, get a load of this. Somebody has floated the idea of going to the goddamn, I don't even know how to pronounce it, Maldives or the Maldives. Isn't that the same thing as the Canary Islands? I don't know, but in any event, it's 30 hours in motherfucking flying, which is, that's testing my ass. I mean, I flew to China from the West Coast, which was a total of 11 hours to Tokyo, and another 5 hours to Beijing. So that was 16 hours. So, I don't know, you know, 30 fucking hours in one leg, or maybe it's round trip. I can do that. But I went to China when you could smoke in the fucking airplane. Because I haven't smoked in, it'll be 10 years. I'm coming up on my 10th year smoke-free. Which is pretty goddamn incredible. But it kind of, you know, I had to do what I had to do, you know, to be smoke-free. I had to get sick. I had a, you know, double pneumonia. That was the only, as I've said ad nauseum, it's the only way I was going to quit smoking, you know, getting sick. And thank fucking God it wasn't lung cancer, some shit like that, you know, or like larynectomy, where you, throat cancer, where you lose your goddamn voice box. Great. That's, boy, was I ever playing with fucking fire there, man. I went and took voice lessons from a guy, voice therapy, speech therapy. He says, "You smoke?" I said, "Well, yeah." He said, no, you know. And I'm old school enough to remember when there were singers that smoked, and, you know, even voice coaches smoked. I had a speech therapist who smoked. So some people may have fooled themselves into thinking it was goddamn therapeutic or some shit, but I doubt it. Okay, you know what I don't get? I don't get the addiction that prior generations had to big fucking dance scenes. I don't... maybe the dancing was bad or something. All right, now, this is an encore show today. I kind of like the idea of doing two in a row. And today's the 10th. And we'll get back to our new shows. All right, let's see. What is I just went to look what the date was, and I got hung up on another goddamn message. Got a text message from my stepdaughter, Catherine. Oh, man. Come on, motherfucker. We had, today, we had doctor's visits, and I was driving the car and sitting with people, and, you know, it was a whole kind of a family thing, and, you know, and it was there was a whole lot of hand-holding today, which is fine. I'm totally cool with that, you know. But it was a long day, and I didn't sleep well last night, so it seems like a perfect day to jam another encore show in here, which I think we'll do. And what we're going to do right now is look onto philhenryshow.com. And I don't know what the fuck the date is. I keep looking for the date. Tomorrow's I know it's the 10th. So that's what we're going to do. Log in. Is that the fucking... That's the broom again.
There's the broom!
The broom was leaning against the ocean. Fucking broom. The broom should never lean against the ocean. Because the ocean doesn't dig it. You know, it degrades the ocean. The ocean feels itself as majestic and very otherworldly almost. Mother Nature, and you're leaning a fucking broom against it? The ocean leans against the broom. The broom doesn't lean against the ocean. So what are we looking at here, man? This is Williams. Is that Andy Murray in doubles? Mixed doubles? I don't know these names. I know obviously Williams. I know the Williamses. I know the Nadals, and I know all the heavy hitters, but I don't know some of these other cats. Where are we at, man? June. Yeah. So I did... My man, Adam, I'm telling you, this is so much better, man. We've got two separate controls now. We don't have to go to this switcher. This is so much better, dude. Thank you. I'm just like, it's a groovy thing, man. You know, we're working on a groovy thing, baby. Working on a groovy thing. Oh, he got it in. And when I say he got it in, July 10, yeah. Oh, you fucking moron, Henry. If you're not allowing my meat in your mouth, you're starving to death. So I got to go to 2016. When I Saw You. Directed by Don Siegel. Oh, this is Invasion of the Body Snatchers. They're rolling some fucking sci-fi here on... they're rolling some serious sci-fi here on TCM tonight, man. They had War of the Forbidden Planet. Now they've got the classic 1950, which I've told you a million and one fucking times, but I think I'll tell you again. Invasion of the Body Snatchers was filmed in part in my old town of Sierra Madre, north of my hometown of Arcadia. But just above Arcadia in the foothills is the town of Sierra Madre. And a very old town. Yes, it predates the movie. And... That town was where they filmed much of the walking around in the town scenes in Invasion of the Body Snatchers, and where you see the trucks pull up and giving out the seed pods to the citizens. That's there in the little town square there. And doesn't look much different today than it did in the movie. The gas station on the corner, which I think in the movie was an old Texaco, maybe, has been modernized, and it's now, I think, a Union 76. That's the only thing that's different. Well, not the only thing. I mean, the stores have all been modernized. A lot more restaurants, a lot fewer of the the mom and pop stuff. Okay, so I got to fuck with this then. Is this the way it's going to be now, man? I got to go to 2015, 2014. Oh, my God. Probably 2013. Is that what we're going to have to fucking deal with here? July. Ain't there a leap year in here somewhere that's going to fucking save my ass? Now, who gets changed in this movie? I think everybody gets changed except for Kevin McCarthy. Everybody that he knows, all of his friends, all of his... Even the chick that he falls in love with they all get changed into like just robots, you know, robots from space. Robots from space. Bitching. Okay, we're groovy. We are good to go on this shit, man. That's righteous. Let me see here. Okay, so I just found new window. What is that, a Friday? A Thursday. What's the year? 2014? Did I check 2015 at all? I don't think I did. Grimaldi. I love how the Grimaldi's, his roadside fruit stand looks like a shit. his roadside fruit stand looks like a fucking shitstorm because the guy's gone alien. So he just like doesn't give a fuck anymore. So he's just all like, yes, how are you? Yeah, his soul's been sucked out of him. So now his roadside fruit stand looks like some fucking shithole. You know, like, shouldn't things get better when you are an improved species? I have things I must do for the for the commune, you know. Meanwhile, his goddamn roadside fruit stand's going out of business. Grimaldi. I got your Grimaldi swinging. Oh, you cunt. Wait a minute. Hey, dude, I think we hit... Yeah! This is groovy. All right, so this is even better. I knew it, man. 2015, Margaret has a touch of laryngitis. Let me see. Okay, so this is going to be... doesn't keep her getting into people's faces. Copy. Let's go over to... did you... And who is the chick that was in this flick? Dana Winter. Boy, was she gorgeous. A brunette. That's Dana Winter? Yeah. She got the really good part when it came to the science fictions of the 50s. She got the classic science fiction part. And the chick in The Brain That Wouldn't Die, who is also equally, I think, was also equally viewed by Hollywood as an up-and-comer and a real classic beauty of the screen and all that good shit. And she got to be a head in a fucking dish. That was her fucking fate. I haven't forget her name. But I think they were both well thought of as actresses and, you know, in those days as, you know, glamour pusses. But Dana Winter, I think, had a more respectable career. That's kind of a fucked up thing to say, but oh well, I said it. What is this, man? Come on, motherfucker. You know, I wasn't asking to do a whole lot here, man. I was just asking to copy and paste some shit. And it's given me a whole fucking hard time. So you know what? Piss off and die. Let me go back to the fucking page again. I gotta remember, man. Don't bloody well piss off the machine, you know. All right, man. So, is this 2015? Fuck. Yeah. July 10, 2015. All right. So, yeah, that's what we were doing today. And went and got some breakfast. And it was really just kind of... And I didn't sleep well last night because I was working on a whole bunch of shit, doing some fucking voiceover until 1 o'clock, man. And I had to get up at 6. And I don't go to bed, you know. I get done working. For me to go from work to bed is impossible. It's fucking impossible. But last night I made a good stab at it, and I think I got maybe 3 hours of sleep. I got home, and I just fucking conked out. Woke up feeling like shit. But, I don't know, man. Let me send this. Okay, so that's sent. Now, I want to go and do a... I got a fucking... December 2004. November 2003. Jesus. So the Maldives. What about that? Did I tell you? I think I mentioned something about it. The Maldives or Maldives. I don't know how it's pronounced. I'm a dumbass. For my birthday. That's what was suggested. And I said, who's paying for that? You know, my birthday? Why, thank you. Perfect. God damn it. Okay, dude. All right, that's good. All right, I think I got it, man. All right, so that's a groovy thing. And what is it? Yeah, all right, so I got to do one. This is from November of 2003. Kevin McCarthy's an interesting actor. The guy that was the star of Invasion of the Body Snatchers. He did a lot of shit, man. And I don't think he was as recognizable in any of the other things he did as he was in this. Because he was the star of this movie, but he played a lot of things. I don't know why I said that, but anyway, Mrs. Olsen's also an Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Who the lady who later on was had the cup of coffee, she kept busting into people's kitchens. She's in that movie too. All right. Okay, man. So send it. Bang, Mrs. Olsen. All right, Olsen, you want to get out of my kitchen? Look at this. This is old L.A., man. Old Hollywood, anyway. I know all these streets, but they're totally... This is back in the 50s? Yeah, 50s. Late 50s. There's... Look at that, man. Judy's. That's a coffee shop or something at the corner. That's Cahuenga, and I cross that street all the time. Hollywood Boulevard and Cahuenga? Am I right? Maybe not, but it's around there. Look, there's a movie theater that it doesn't even exist anymore. Now here's the shot where the Pantages is on the left there, I think. These are great. Look at this old lady. God, people back then were just, I mean, everything looks so, I hate to say it, everything looked dirtier, didn't it? Or what am I missing something here? To me, things looked smokier, dirtier, hotter, too much fucking clothing. Bland as shit, you know, the thing's not all that interesting. So there's the Pantages, which is further down toward the freeway. All right, so fuck this, we're all done. Fuck it, fuck it, fuck it, fuck it, fuck it. Back to the archives, back to 2015, if I'm not mistaken. I think we had, yeah, Friday, July. This is a long goddamn pre-show, and I ain't saying shit. I haven't said a goddamn thing. Yep, there's July. We go to July 10. Loneliness. Yeah, there is Friday. Okay, so Margaret has a touch of laryngitis. This is the one we wanted to do. Get this. There you go, huh? Let's go ahead and download that motherfucker while we're on the subject. We had very slow internet speed the other day, and nothing was downloading from the page. But it wasn't that slow, you know? It wasn't that slow. So there was something else going on. I think the guys were working on it, but it was. I don't think it was that slow. So slow that you couldn't download anything? Because what was happening is just nothing. Nothing was popping off the page. Okay.
The top was down.
You should have. Did you take a rep?
I did take a rep. Excuse me. I.
Well, listen, her throat's really bad, isn't it? What's with the fucking low volume on this motherfucker, huh? How? What has changed, man? From, you know, I'll tell you what's changed. Test. Got 10 mil, my last check. Bitches stay with that cash check. Diamonds on me, I flashed that. That Rory pedal, I mashed that. You pussy niggas, I laugh at. That fuck shit, fuck niggas be doing, man. I'm past that. Hood nigga down there on Wall Street. Well, what are you yapping about
that
today,
that fucking
Phil?
Goddamn...
film's called Boneyard.
Spanish, for God's sake.
Boneyard. I was gonna say Culo.
Yep, he's... No, bud.
Tricks, multi-tracking, overdubbing, anything like that. And our entire show is recorded in real time. That is, as it's happening. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Blow it out your ass. All right. Ready? Because I know I am.